squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
And here we go, boys. Semifinal action at a TBL tournament. Axel and Clifton Clyde, Battle of the Eagles. Should be a good one here. Number one seed, Clifton Clyde, in the tournament. As for Axel, they come in this one number four. Taking a look at those TBL standings. Centralia and Clifton Clyde, both 5-0 in league play. 8-1 are the Panthers. 9-1 is Clifton Clyde. As for Axel, they are a half game back at 5-1, tied with Louisville Randolph. Axel is 8-3 overall on the regular season. As for the Rams, they are 9-1. So both right there at the top, and this could be a preview for possibly the championship at the end of the year to see who wins this whole thing. And it should be very interesting to see how this one unfolds. Clifton Clyde has been gliding through this tournament so far in the one game that they played, of course, because this is just their second game of the tournament. They won 70-38. That was all the way back on Monday over Valley Heights, the eighth seed in the tournament. And as for Axel, they had to play the first day. They're the highest seed that had to play in the first round on Saturday. They defeated Frankfurt handily, 59-34, Frankfurt being the 13th seed. Then they defeated Troy, the 5th seed, 53-45, and that is how we've gotten here. We'll go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll come back with your starters, and then we will have tip-off here from Washington County. It's TBL Tournament Semifinals, boys' side of things. Don't go anywhere here on 92.1 KMZA.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company, manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
KMZA.
About a minute 14 till tip-off here from Washington County between Axel and Clifton Clyde. Should be a great one. Let's get to our starters. First for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Axel Eagles. Both teams being the Eagles. I'll try to say Eagles as little as I can tonight, but I might accidentally slip up and accidentally drop that every once in a while. All right, starting off with Axel. Number 4, a 6'2 junior, Grady Bussing. Number 10, a 6-foot sophomore, Eli Brockstrom. Number 12, a 5'11 senior, Isaac Detweiler. Number 23, a 5'10 freshman, Colin Shaughnessy. And number 25, a 6'2 sophomore, Brandon Schmelsley. So it's Bussing, Brockstrom, Detweiler, Shaughnessy, and Schmelsley. And as for the Clifton Clyde Eagles, number 1, a 6'3 junior, Drayden Reed. Number 11, a 5'10 junior, Coy Steinbrock. Number 15, a 6-foot sophomore, Jack Scotchney. Number 21, a 5'7 junior, Paige Fahey. And number 34, the lone senior on the roster, the 6'4 senior, Seth Clair. Axel is coached by Jason Tynan. As for Clifton Clyde, they are coached by Justin Steinbrock. And what a game this will be here between Clifton Clyde and Axel. Take a look more at the TBL standings here. After the top four of Centralia, Clifton Clyde, Axel, and Blue Valley Randolph all a half game within each other. A full game and a half back is Hanover at 4-2. They are 8-2 overall. As for Valley Heights, they are a full game. They are 3-1, so that means they are tied with Hanover, despite playing two fewer games at 3-1, 6-5 overall. Half game back of them is Troy at 3-2, 6-4 overall. And the rest of the league is below 500. In fact, the next best team, Onega and Washington County, are 3 games below 500. So a bit of a gap there between the top 7 teams and the bottom 6, which is Onega, Washington County, then Wetmore, Donovan West, Lynn, and Frankfurt. We just had our consolation game conclude, in which it was a Frankfurt blowout win over Donovan West. So Donovan West has one more game against Onega tomorrow at approximately 11:30. I say approximately, one, because it's a tournament, and second, we're going to have a bit of a schedule change for tomorrow in terms of how things are operated. Only be 10-minute halftimes. Again, this is for tomorrow, not today. Only a 10-minute halftime. Or excuse me, no, 5-minute halftime, beg your pardon. It's normally 10. It's actually 5 minutes. Let's try that again. One more time. 10 minutes in between games. 2-minute halftime. So only 2 minutes of break for halftime, and it'll be 10 minutes in between games. So that is what we're doing for tomorrow's contest. But tonight, regular scheduled programming, and of course that tomorrow is because of all the nasty weather we're supposed to get here in the area, trying to get people home safely. All these teams having to travel quite a bit. A decent amount, some less than others, of course. There's a tip, and we are underway. Axel wins it. Isaac Detweiler will bring it up for Axel, averaging 15 points a game, 50.6 to be precise. League score on the squad. Gets a screen, goes to his right, and he'll give it up top. Top of the key to Colin Shaughnessy, the freshman, who gives it to Eli Brockstrom. Now Detweiler, near side wing, lob it inside. Brandon Schmelzley, the big sophomore, goes to work, and he's blocked inside by Drayden Reed, the 6'3 junior. He'll bring it up. Got the curly long hair with a headband and the arm sleeve. Here's a three, far side corner, no good. That was from Fahey, going back the other way. Here is Schmelzley, they'll hand it back to Brockstrom. The top of the key, Detweiler goes to work. Get a screen from Schmelzley, go to his right. Shaughnessy, one dribble, gives it to a cutter. Brockstrom stops, gives it to Detweiler. 45 seconds in, no score. Driving right side, Detweiler into the lane, off the backboard, too strong. Hits up in the air, rebound, hauled in by Fahey of Clifton Clyde. 5'7 junior, gives it up. This is Scotchney, now near side wing. Top of the key for Reed. Goes to his right, trying to get past Brockstrom, cannot stop at the block on the near side. Fahey gets it, now near side wing. Reed thought about the three, you know, give it to a cutter. Scotchney shot up over Detweiler, no good. Something underneath the undercarriage of the backboard. It's another opportunity now for Axtell. Detweiler gets a screen, goes to his right. It's to Schmelzley. Shaughnessy, pass top of the key from Rockstrom. Still looking for that first basket of the game. Detweiler comes off a screen from Schmelzley. Nice dish down low, shot off the glass. It's good. This is Grady Blitzen getting his first touch of the game. And he gets the first basket, and we got a score as a 6'2 junior does it from Axtell. There's a lob to the short corner for Stephen Clare. His first touch. Wide open is Fahey, and shot drops. Detweiler took a little slap at the net. Didn't really affect it. Now a press from Clifton Clyde. We are tied 2-2 as we are now 2 minutes into this one. Detweiler stops, gives it to Schmelzley. One dribble, far side corner for Brockstrom. Fires away a three. Off the left side, no good. A long rebound up ahead for Scotchney. Dribbles to the near side wing, a stop there, gives it up. Big pass, Reed, now he does get it. 6'3 junior, dribbles to the top of the key, now gives up his dribble. He'll hand it off. Scotchney goes to his left, defended by Detweiler. Now he gives up his dribble, short corner pass, going to work in the post as a player. The 6'4 senior, nice dish, Fahey. 15-footer, a little too strong from the near side elbow, long rebound for Schmelzley. Now Axel will have to push, 2-on-1 break. Nice dish, and Shaughnessy rejected out of there as Stephen Clare got back on defense. The freshman couldn't get it up over the senior, and it'll be out of bounds to Axel. Low formation on the inbounds. Shaughnessy on the far side corner. Schmelzley comes to the top, you know, gets the screen to get free. Can't find him. Nice cut, a little slip inside, and Shaughnessy scores. Shaughnessy got rejected on that last shot attempt, but he makes it here. It's 4-2 Axel, the number 4 seed in the tournament. Clifton Clyde, the top seed. Here's a handoff on a curl going around a Steinbrock, now a three from Reed. He knew it was off as soon as he shot it. Tries to go get his own miss. Cannot. It's 2-on-2. Shaughnessy along the far side after the defensive rebound. Gives it to cutter Schmelzley, and he stopped in his tracks. Gives it back to Detweiler. 3 minutes gone here in the first quarter. It's 4-2 Axtell. Detweiler using his left. Gives up into the corner. Three ball on the way. That one by Brockstrom, and that one rolls halfway down and out. Offensive rebound. Put back by Blissing. No good. Ball tipped up and loose underneath the basket. Clifton Clyde has it. And it's Scotchney. Full court pass up ahead to LeClaire. And trying to find a cutter, giving up this dribble in the corner. I'll give it to Reed, working the perimeter. Driving left side, Steinbrock. I'll give it to Fahey. Now driving is Steinbrock again. Driving kick. Fahey fires three side, on the far side, excuse me. That one's no good. Rebound by Detweiler. Chance to expand the lead on the fast break. Detweiler hit the air and one. Colliding bodies with Seth McClare, and that is his first. And Isaac Detweiler is on the board for the first time this evening. 4:21 left to go first quarter. That free throw is good. He's only, actually was looking at the wrong number there. Shoots 68.4% of his free throws go down. And that one makes it 7-2. Hudson Clyde trying to get their offense right here. Have a substitution on the next dead ball. Fahey near side corner. It's to Steinbrock. Skocny. And now a timeout's going to be called by Clifton Clyde. Justin Steinbrock, the head coach of the Eagles, doesn't like, Clifton Clyde Eagles, that is, doesn't like what he sees so far. And we'll step aside for 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
Save 15 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the Sinclair DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 15 cents off per gallon using your Sinclair card linked to your DinoPay app, or save 5 cents a gallon with any card. Find all the details and start saving at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Clifton Clyde with the ball out of the break, down 7-2 against Axel. Driving is Reed from the top of the key, now he'll hand it off. Skocny drives left, shot up over a defender, rejected by Schmelzy, gets his own miss, and he's fouled going up. Good job by Skocny to stay with the play. Into the game for the first time this evening is Oliver Nobert, the 5'9 sophomore for Clifton Clyde. Seth LeClaire picked up his first personal. This one is by Detweiler, his first. First free throw for Skocny. Rattles out. Hit the back iron. Hit the front. And then rolled off the front. You're halfway even in this first quarter. 4 minutes exactly. 7-2 Axel. Second free throw from Skocny is good. So it makes it 7-3. Axel looking to continue to expand their lead. The top of the key, almost a travel from the top of the key for Pussing, but he gives it up. Lenny Schmitz, another freshman in the game for the Eagles of Axel. Top of the key, catch for Brockman, crossover dribble, and he staggered his step, and it's a travel. So Clifton Clyde forces the turnover. Coach Steinbrock in the ear of Nobert to tell him what he wants him to do here on this play. Make the catch. Nobert looks on out of the top of the key. Skocny surveys. One dribble to his left. To LeClaire. Far side wing. Jab step. Gets past Bussing in the middle of the paint. And nice contest by Schmelzy. He got a piece of it. Shot no good. Rebound Axel. Schmelzy with the ball. Top of the key. Handed off to Schmitz. To Detweiler. Down near side wing. And cutting is Bussing. He'll give it right back. Roxman drives and kicks. And nice backdoor cut. Shot up no good from underneath the basket by Schmitz. Gets his own miss. He kicks it out. Way to stay with the play. Detweiler had it stripped. It's a steal. Skocny got his hand on the crossover dribble. Here comes Clifton Clyde. Three ball. Nobert. Near side. Good. Oliver Nobert from the bench. That makes it 7-6. They gave those points to Axel on accident. Now they're correcting it. Lob inside. Schmelzy goes to work. On Reed, he'll kick it out of there. Detweiler gets a screen, doesn't use it. He'll kick it. Schmitz now to Schmelzy for the three. Just to the left of straightaway. No good. Rebound LeClaire. Chance to take the lead here for Clifton Clyde for the first time today. Far side corner, Nobert. Thought about getting lucky, but instead drives on the up fake. Got past Detweiler and stripped out of bounds. It'll stay with Clifton Clyde. It's a good look. But sometimes though, the second three, not going to have the same result as that first one, so good decision to try to drive. 2:19 left to go, first quarter, 7-6. Axel still in front. Gets a screen from the player. Reed goes to his right, gives it into the corner for Skocny. Now to Nobert, thought about another three, instead gives it up to LeClaire. It's poked right back to him. That's backdoor cut shot off the glass. It's good from Coy Steinbrock, the 5'10 junior. His first basket of the day. And they take an 8-7 lead. Axel trying to respond after giving up five straight. Cutting in the paint, Roxman from the middle of the paint, no good, a little eight-footer, and a long rebound for Steinbrock. He'll bring it up. First time with the lead and the ball for Clifton Clyde here this evening. 1:35 left to go, first quarter. Josh May retreats to the middle circle and pull up from 15 feet from the far side. Elbow, no good. Halfway down and out. Rebound by Bussing. It's a nice look off the dribble. Just rolled around and popped out. Detweiler drives to the middle. Shot blocked. I believe that was Scotchney who got a piece. Going back the other way. Got it. And a double dribble as he was thinking rather of holding it or dribbling it. He did a little bit of both. Turnover to Axel. Substitution for Axel. And Grant Bussing is in the game for the first time. 6'1 junior. 1:05 to go. Detweiler gives it to Broxman. Dribbles to the middle of the floor. Schmitz now far side for Detweiler. Drives baseline. Got past his man off the glass. Easy scoop and score. For Isaac Detweiler, good job just getting past his man. Clifton Clyde didn't have anybody on the help side. And he got it off the glass and good. Axel back in front, 9-8. 45 seconds now for Clifton Clyde. Reed thought about giving it to the Cutters. So he gives up to Nobert. He'll try a second three. That one missing everything. Too strong. A long rebound for Schmitz with 36 seconds now. Detweiler's going to hand it off to Schmitz. And they might try to play keep away, or we'll see what they do here. Far side corner, Detweiler trying to pass to a Cutter inside. It's through the hands of Schmelzley. Was it tipped? No, it was not. So a turnover. Back to Clifton Clyde with 24.9 seconds left. 9-8, Axel with the lead. Inbound to Nobert, gives it right back to Skoshny, the inbounder. The 6-foot sophomore going to hold this one for the last shot, it appears. 12 seconds, Skoshny. And whistle and an offensive foul on a screen on the other side of the floor, about 30 feet away from the ball. That will give Axel a chance with 10.6 seconds left. And that foul will go against Boy Steinbrock, his first. Here we go. Detweiler now with 8 seconds. Goes to his right from the wing. 6 seconds left. Top of the key, Broxman, one more pass, 3 for Schmitz with 3 seconds, and he got it! Quick relief from Landon Schmitz. He was listening to the fans from Clifton Clyde, and went according to their timer, and fired it with about 3 seconds to spare, a little touch shot, but he rattled it home, and it actually has a 12-8 lead going into the second quarter. Step aside for 60 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Get a great deal on Licks Premium Filters from Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia. Their big sale kicks off January 23rd. Save up to 72% off Licks filters. And many other ag-related products are on sale too. So stop in for all ag parts and repairs. And don't forget, Monday, January 23rd is the kickoff for their big Licks filter sale. At Elmer's Repair and Supply, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia, give them a call at 785-857-3248 or go online to elmersrepair.com.
MZA.
Second quarter action underway. 12-8 Axel with the lead. Jerry Sleppy with you. And that ball deflected. No, it was not deflected. It's just a drop from LeClaire. Not a great pass. It was at his ankles. 5 points for Isaac Detweiler. He leads all scorers. And Axel trying to extend their lead thanks to our sponsors, M&R Auto Parts, Blue Valley Technologies, and Cook & Co. We're making these broadcasts possible here from the TVL tournament from Washington County High School. Detweiler dribbles to the middle. He'll kick it. Far side wing to Broxman. Now top of the key for Schmitz. That's nice anticipation by Scotchney. He gets the steal. Going the other way. From the block. Shut off the glass. A little bit too strong. And rebound by Detweiler. It's a missed opportunity. It was a tough shot, but fantastic play by Scotchney. Unfortunately for them, doesn't pay off. Another opportunity for the Axtell Eagles. Detweiler drives from the near side wing. He has it stripped by Skoshny, and he'll stay with Axel. Skoshny so far on the defensive side of the ball has been spectacular. Getting his hand in the passing lane. Just anticipating where the offensive player will go next. Inbound. Here's Detweiler, top of the key. Pass near side wing to Schmitz. Drives middle. Kicks. Top of the key. Handoffs. Coming off of it is Brockstrom out of Detweiler. Signals for some help, and now gets some with Schmelzley top of the key catch. We're 1 minute into the second quarter. 12-8 Axel leading Clifton Clyde. The right to play in the championship game tomorrow night. To Cutter, Detweiler in the paint, far side block, getting up over Scotchney. No good, rebound by Reed. Going the other way. Reed trying to cross up his man. Cannot, now in trouble, hand it off. This is to Nobert. Dribbles to the far side wing. Gives up his dribble, bounce back to Reed. Trying to get somebody to come to him. Gets a screen from Fahey, goes to his right. Stops, into the corner. Scotchney, now back to Reed, near side wing. Not a whole lot of movement off the ball from Clifton Clyde. Not getting a whole lot of good looks here. Now drive from Fahey, kicking to the corner. Scotchney, three, far side corner. No good. Offensive rebound by Reed. Shot off the glass and good. Drayden Reed with his first basket of the game. It's now 12-10. And now a turnover going the other way. A bad pass, but Reed stepped on the baseline. So Axel will hold on to the ball. 5:56 left to go. Second quarter, 12-10. 5 points, Isaac Detweiler. And three for Landon Schmitz. As for Clifton Clyde, 3 points for Oliver Nobert. And two apiece for Drayden Reed now. Coy Steinbrock and Peyton Fahey. And Reed will get a breather for Clifton Clyde. In the game is Lachlan Fate, a 5'9 freshman. Pass inside, and Fate gets a piece of it, but he gets collected right back out. Lob into Grady Bussing. It's collapsed on by a couple defenders. Turns, shot, good. Tough shot by Grady Bussing. By the time he jumped up, his back was still towards the basket. Did a 180 and flipped it in. About a 3 foot shot. 2.5 minutes gone in this second quarter. 14-10 now, Axel with the lead. Here's Fahey. Gives to Fate. High post. Almost traveled. Far side wing for Nobert. Top of the key for Fahey. Jab step goes to his right. Hands it off. LeClaire with it. Fate again. High post catch. Driving baseline, Nobert. Gets past his man. Shot off the glass. No good. And offensive rebound by Fahey. Kick it out. Nobert open. And now he'll fire away at three after a pass fake, and it's no good. He kind of tried to guide that one in. Didn't work. Going back the other way. Axel pushing. Schmelzley gives it to Brockstrom. Open for three. That one no good left of straight away. And now a save from Schmelzley. And running into one of the assistant coaches over there on the sideline was Isaac Detweiler. It's out of bounds. They'll go to Clifton Clyde. The speed of this game picking up a little bit. And Drayden Reed back into the game in for Fates. Fahey's going to bring this one up out of bounds. In the middle of the floor, given a lot of room to work. Could have shot it if he wanted to. Instead, he gives it up. Top right to play. Nice crossover dribble by Reed, near side wing, defended by Brockstrom. And gives it up, lob up top. To Scotchney. Good defense by Schmelzley, and now he backs off of him from the mid-circle. To Reed from the near side wing. Doesn't use a screen, goes to his right in the lane, shot up off the glass, no good. And rebound by Detweiler, going the other way. Pass too far for Shaughnessy. He does save it, though. And Axel maintains possession. Detweiler inside to Bussing. And turns, does the same shot as the last time. No good. Schmelzley with the rebound. He's fouled going up. But Brandon Schmelzley will get two free throws. Just a 44.1% free throw shooter, though. Schmelzley. Second, I think that third on the team in scoring, as that free throw is no good. Brockstrom is second with 12.9 a game. Schmelzley is third with 10.8 a game, and as mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, Detweiler leads the team with 15.6 points per game. Second one on the way is no good as well. So 0 for 2, and the ball goes out of bounds as the player went hard to the floor, and last touch by Grady Bussing. He does get up and jog down to the other side, so appears that he's fine. 4:10 left to go, second quarter. Axel 12. I think that's 14 for Axel. 10 for Clifton Clyde. Fahey from the far side wing. Looking, trying to see if he had a lane to drive. Does not, so he gives it to Reed. And Eau Claire, who steps outside from the three-point line. Fahey gets it back, far side corner. Now to Reed. Again, just hardly any ball movement from, or rather off-the-ball movement from Clifton Clyde. Fahey. I'll hand it back to Nober from the top of the key. Double dribbles, gives it up to Fahey from the free throw line. Couple dribbles, pulls up, 11-footer, no good, rebound Detweiler. Baseball pass from the quarterback up ahead to Schmelzlini, lays it in. That was on a rope, channeling his state championship offensive player of the year quarterback himself. 16-10 now. After that fantastic play to Schmelzli. Schmelzli, the running back on that football team, winning back-to-back state titles. 8-man and D2. The player almost lost it, and it gets deflected, and now it goes to Scotchney, top of the key. Adam Nobert, 3 minutes left. Reed asking for a screen. Off the ball, gives it to Fahey, top of the key. A lot of separation, gives it to Nobert, now handed off to Scotchney. One dribble, gives it to Fahey, he'll fire away a wide open three. Rattles out, no good. Detweiler with the rebound, poked from behind by Scotchney, but he maintains possession. Near side corner, can't find a shot, so he'll give it back to the top of the key. Near side wing, Broxterman goes middle, hands it off. Detweiler drives left, kicks into the corner, and Schmelzley drives middle, had it stripped, and then gets it back, misses the shot. Second strike, good, and one! Brandon Schmelzley, that's his first points of the evening. Now 18-10 Axel. Largest lead of the game for the Eagles from Axel. Free throw on its way and no good. Rattles out, rebound from LeClaire. 2:25 left to go, second quarter. Clifton Clyde trying to make it a two possession game once again. Driving middle, Scotchney gets past a couple defenders, scoot and score, and the foul. Poor defensive time by Axel. Didn't help out his man, and Scotchney takes advantage with an open lane, scoring it, his first field goal of the game, and now has three, chance to get a second free throw make of the night. Make it a 5-point game if he can make it. It's on the way, and good. So it's now 18-13. 2:10 left to go, second quarter. Brady Busting, pass far side. Misses Schmelzley, hand off to Broxterman. Now to Detweiler, far side wing. Shaughnessy gives it back to Broxterman, far side wing. Now to Grady Busting. Big pass by Schmelzley to the corner, goes to the far side. Three ball on the way by Broxterman is good! What a response by Eli Broxterman. His first basket of the day. And it's 21-13. Nobert passes inside to LeClaire. He'll go work in the post. Over Busting and Detweiler kicks it out to Fahey. Gives it right back. One dribble. Sorry about pulling up 15 feet. So gives it up to Reed. He stopped. And nice movement by Scotchney going to his left. Fires away the straightaway three. No good. Off the right side. LeClaire is able to save it. Gives it to Reed. Had it poked free by Roxerman, but holds on to it. Fahey passes far side for Nobert. Crossover dribble. Right side. Shot off of the glass. No good. Rebound by Isaac Detweiler, another baseball pass up ahead. Broxman, nice touch back up, and a lay-in is up and good by Brandon Schmelzley. That ball did not touch the floor once. Schmelzley lays it in for his second basket of the night. It's now 23-13. Operating like clockwork is what I was trying to say. 53 seconds left for Clifton Clyde, past the far side corner to Fahey. Stopped at the elbow, and now Scotchney loses the ball. It's dove on, and it's the over and back because Scotchney was the first to touch it. And it will be Axel ball. And now back in the game is the 5'8 freshman guard, Landon Schmitz. He will check in for the other freshman, Colin Shaughnessy. 44.4 seconds left. Detweiler signals off the play. Zone defense from Clifton Clyde. Here's a handoff to Schmitz, past the far side of Broxman, down the corner for Schmelzley. Corner to corner, lobbing it up to Detweiler, but he only can tip it. Nice save by Broxman to keep it in play from going in the backcourt. 25 seconds now left. Detweiler near side wing for three. Too strong. Offensive rebound by Schmelzley, and whistle and a foul against Clifton Clyde on the floor. Schmelzley just out-hustling everybody. And it's team foul number 5 against Clifton Clyde. First foul on Oliver Nobert. Stack formation, far side, and they'll inbound it to Schmidt. Trying to give it to Detweiler on the far side wing. It's deflected, and it'll stay with Axel with 15.6 seconds left. From the wing out of bounds is where Schmidt will inbound the ball and give it to Detweiler. Has the lane to drive, and now it's stopped from the elbow into the corner. Gets right back to that. Well, nice head fake. Drive and kick into the corner. Three ball on the way. Brockstrom again! Another one for Eli Brockstrom. His second of the quarter. He's got six. It's 26-13. 2 seconds left. Three ball on the way by Stuchny. And that is the end of the first half. What an impressive second quarter from the Axel Eagles. They lead 26-13, only giving up 5 points to Clifton Clyde. We'll step aside for 2 minutes, and we'll come back with our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires here on 92.1 KMZA.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Top seed in the tournament getting rocks, 26-13, Axel leading Clifton Clyde at the half. Jared Sluppy back with you here from Washington County High School. Let's take a look at our first half totals. First for Clifton Clyde, leading the way in scoring with 4 is Jack Scotchney, and with 3 is Oliver Nobert, and 2 apiece for Drayden Reed, Coy Steinbrock, and Peyton Fahey. As for Axel, leading the way in scoring is Isaac Detweiler. He has 7. Also with 6 is Eli Brockstroman, having 2 3-pointers in that second quarter. Also 4 apiece for Grady Bussing and Brandon Schmelfly. And 3 points for Landon Schmitz. So it's been all Axel so far. Clifton Clyde has had a lead for only about like 20, 25 seconds. And in that second quarter, just blowing it wide open, outscoring Clifton Clyde 14-5 in that second quarter to get out to a 13-point lead. It's pretty good stuff here from Axel so far, from the number 4 seed in the tournament. How they got here? Well, they defeated the 13 seed Frankfort 59-35 this last Saturday, and then they defeated Troy in the quarterfinal 53-45 to get here. As for Clifton Clyde, just one game is all they played so far in this tournament. They got that first round bye. They defeated Valley Heights handily 70-38, and they're trying to make the championship game as they'll take on the winner between Blue Valley Randolph and Hanover, which will immediately follow here in the primary gym. But if you stay tuned here, we're actually going to head over to the secondary gym and catch Centralia in Washington County. That will be in the consolation bracket. Again, going right now over there in the secondary gym is Valley Heights and Troy. Let's go ahead and send it to another timeout. We'll come back here in a few minutes here on 92.1 KMZA.
the Bendina State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Your kitchen's design is something you have to live with every day, so it has to be something that will work for you, look good, and it must be affordable. Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations can help. The first step is finding out what you want, how you want it, and how fancy you want it to be based on cost. They can give you a computerized design and a price. Then you decide whether to move on or change the plan. Give them a call today so they can help you get your kitchen working for you. Hilltop Creations in Seneca.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com. Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
Save 15 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also at Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the Sinclair DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 15 cents off per gallon using your Sinclair card linked to your DinoPay app, or save 5 cents a gallon with any card. Find all the details and start saving at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
FM KMZA.
At the half, 26-13, Axtell leading Clifton Clyde, and a bit of a shocker here. I definitely didn't have that Axtell would be having a blowout lead at halftime on my bingo card. It's been a great one, though, for the Eagles, and getting 7 points from Isaac Detweiler, 6 from Eli Brockstrom, and making some big-time threes to gain some separation here in this second frame. Jared Sluffy back with you from Washington County High School, thanks to our sponsors, Wankland Oil Company, Elmer's Repair, First National Bank of Frankfort, and Highland Community College, among all of our great sponsors, for making tonight's broadcast and this week's broadcast possible. So, second half for Clifton Clyde, they definitely have to step up their offense here. Again, only 8 points in the first quarter, only 5 in the second quarter, and they're going to need some help from Seth LeClaire, because he has been a goose egg so far, the 6'4 senior, the lone senior on this roster, is going to take some leadership here, take over, and get this Clifton Clyde team going. Top seed again in this bracket. What an upset this would be with the winner taking on Blue Valley Randolph and Hanover. So for our broadcast schedule for tomorrow, 10 a.m. tip on the girls bracket, a consolation game. It will be between Onega and Axtell. And then after that at approximately 11:30, might be a little bit earlier than that, is Donovan West and Onega. And then we will have the girls championship between Hanover and Donovan West. That will start at approximately 6 o'clock again. These times could change. And then if Axtell wins, we'll be broadcasting the boys' championship as well, again, at approximately 7:30. Say approximately, because not only is it a tournament, but we do have some time changes. There'll only be 10 minutes in between games tomorrow when it's normally 15. Also, only 2-minute halftimes. So only a little break for all the teams playing here. So for teams with a smaller bench, that might be a little bit of an issue. We'll see how that unfolds, again, because of the weather that we expect with the snow here from Washington. So Axel is ready to go. Schmelzley, Detweiler, Bussing, Brockstrom, and Shaughnessy starting out this second half. And they're blue on blues. As for Clifton Clyde, well, they're not on the floor right now. They're not on the bench. I don't know where they are. This might be a technical foul here if it runs down to zero. I'm not quite sure when it would be a technical foul. I have seen that before in the NBA. It was because of a jersey issue. Now the the officials going over to the scores table. Again, the clock is at zero. Clifton Clyde trailing 26-13. And no Clifton Clyde. Not on the bench, not on the floor. Nowhere to be found. And there they come. Well, here comes Skocny. I don't know what was going on. Maybe just unaware of the time. And now they put some additional time on the clock. So that's a little bit of a break for Clifton Clyde, because I've definitely seen where if you're not there on time. Now they took the time off of the scoreboard. I've seen that where that is a technical foul if they're not ready by the time the clock hits zero. But it looks like we are ready to go with Clifton Clyde getting the ball to inbound from the near-sided half court. Still some players and the coaches not even at the bench yet. And they're allowing everyone to get back to the bench. I'm really surprised that they're letting this slide. All right, well, here we go. Clifton Clyde and Axel, a bit of a weird start, and actually is Axel that starts out with the ball. My apologies there. Far side corner, Detweiler drives baseline. Near side corner for three for Brockstrom, left it short. And a long rebound for Skocny near the elbow. First possession for Axel as they miss three. Driving to the right is Reed. He stopped. Still from the perimeter, though. Give it to LeClaire. Working from the Tiger script along the far side. And lost the handle of it, but got it back. Nice drive by Fahey off the glass. Too strong. No good. Rebound by Grady Bussing. Hands it off to Detweiler. Looking to push. Gives it to Brockstrom. Missed the three on the last possession. Now Detweiler near side corner. Pass fake now to Brockstrom. Now far side wing. Gives it to Shaughnessy. Now right back to Brockstrom. High post pass. Thrown away by Skocny. Trying to give it to Bussing. The other way. Nice pass fake. Skocny off the glass. No good. Short and rebound by Shaughnessy. So a missed opportunity from Clifton Clyde. Now almost a foul on a pass for Detweiler as Steinbrock tried to jump the route. Almost committed the personal. Did not, though. Officials didn't call it. Shaughnessy far side wing. Now at the top of the key for Brockstrom. Working on this zone from Clifton Clyde. Kind of looks like a 1-3-1, maybe a 3-2. And Detweiler poking three. And they're going to say last touch by Detweiler. So it'll be a turnover. Back to Clifton Clyde. Looking for our first score of this third quarter now. Drive baseline, pull up jumper. Good. 17-footer for Drayden Reed. He has four. Now a pass deflected out of bounds. Nice job anticipating by Fahey. .6:26 left to go third quarter. 26-15. Now Detweiler telling Brockstrom where he needs to go. Excuse me. Top of the key catch. Far side corner for Detweiler. Near side wing. Shaughnessy now near side corner for Schmelzley. Trying to find a crack in the armor here. Top of the key catch. Brockstrom, pull-up jumper. Schmelzley off the catch is good. DeClaire with the contest. Now it's a 13-point lead once again for Axel. Driving and handing it off. Fahey, a little runner over Detweiler. They get a piece of it, doesn't matter, doesn't go out of bounds. Detweiler holds it in. Senior point guard gives it up. Shaughnessy dribbles to the far side to Schmelzley. Forward gives it back to Shaughnessy. Now to Brockstrom, lob pass. Schmelzley, his sophomore, pulls up, no good from the short corner far side. Rebound LeClaire, he turned it over on the pass. Detweiler rejected from behind by LeClaire, out of bounds. It'll stay with Axel, though. Blair got a big block in that first quarter. Now Noberg checking in for Fahey. 5:21 left to go, third quarter. Detweiler, the inbounder, lobbing it up to Schmelzley. And go up to Broxman, now far side for Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy, far side wing, and pass deflected, and Reed had it taken away as he had it on the floor, and a travel is called on Shaughnessy. And Coach Tynan is not happy with that call. Tynan saying that he bobbled it, but that's not what the officials say is what happened. Both teams, almost 3 minutes into this quarter, have only scored 2 points apiece. Here's Reed, bounce pass, high post catch for Nobert. One dribble, thought about pulling up, instead gives it up. Reed with the drive far side, now crosses over. Nice pass, near side wing for Nobert. Now top of the key for Reed. Gets to the far side, nice jab step. Steinbrock into the corner. Nobert's going to fire away the three to lefty. Got it! Big time three for Coy Steinbrock. Or excuse me, beg your pardon, that was a Nobert. I apologize. Nobert is second three of the game. He has six. It's 28-18. Big time three there from the lefty. Needing that one desperately. Now needing a stop. High post catch. Detweiler, one dribble. Runner blocked by Skocny, but fouled. Will they get Skocny or will they get possibly Steinbrock, who's also in on the play? They're going to get Skocny with the personal there. That'll be his first. The team's first as well. A couple free throws for Detweiler. That one left it short. Detweiler, a 68.4% free throw shooter. He attempts the most free throws per game at 5.7 per contest and makes about almost four of them. Second one on the way. That one rattles halfway down and pops out. No good. So 0 for 2 for Detweiler. Big time stop for Clifton Clyde. Now needing response. Driving baseline is Reed. He'll hand it off. Steinbrock off the dribble. Hands it. Skocny curls. Drives. Floater is good. And Skocny, with his first basket of the quarter, he's got six. They've already surpassed the amount of points in the second quarter. And tied for the first quarter. Pass deflected. Somehow finds the hands of Schmelzy. Goes up and one. What a big time break. A couple of Clifton Clyde Eagles got a piece of the pass, but it somehow squeezes through to Schmelzy, lays it in, gets a foul. Schmelzy has struggled from the free throw line so far. He's 0 for 3 tonight. As Axel Eagles leads 30-20. 4:01 left to go, third quarter. Semifinal round of this CBL boys tournament. Free throw on the way. Good. He has all five of Axel's points in the quarter. It's 31-20. Skocny gives it to Reed. Now near side wing for Nobert. Lob is for LeClaire. Way too high. But somehow it's caught before it goes out of bounds by Clifton Clyde. That's Steinbrock with a nice hustle play. So they'll maintain possession. High post catch. Nobert. One dribble. Gives it out to Reed. Got about a three. And it'll spin to the middle, and almost an offensive foul. Fell over, but no call. Three ball by Nobert, no good. And a rebound by Schmelzley. Outlet to Detweiler, looking to push. Far side wing, gives it up. And now right back to Detweiler. It's Broxman who had it for a split second. 3.5 now left to go here in the third. Detweiler hoping for some help. He'll drive. Nice pass fake, goes up. Shot no good, and cannot save him from going out of bounds. It'll be Clifton Clyde ball. Skocny tried taking the charge. No call. And Detweiler ran over him. Full court press. Man-to-man, rather. Looks like Landon Schmitz is face guarding Coy Steinbrock. Interesting decision. Steinbrock just has 2 points on the night. There's a pass short corner far side for Nobert. Nobert gives it to Reed. 3 minutes to go. Down by 11 is Clifton Clyde, the number one seed in the tournament. Entry pass, nice look for Nobert, shot up over Detweiler, no good off the glass, and Detweiler with the rebound off the miss. He'll keep it himself, cross half court, hand it off to Schmelzley. Top of the key catch, Detweiler gets it to Schmitz in the near side corner. One dribble by Broxman gives up Schmitz. Far side wing for Detweiler, now for Schmelzley. Detweiler had it poked out of his hands by Steinbrock, and it'll stay with Axel. Near half court. Good defense from Clifton Clyde. They are gassed. You can tell by the way they're moving right now. They are exhausted out there. Down by 11. Axel high post catch from Detweiler. Kicks it out. Broxman three. Near side wing and he got it! Again, Eli Bronxman making his third three. He has nine. It's 34-20. Here is Reed. Near side wing. Milbert trying to respond with a three. That one no good. Offensive rebound. Scotchman had it stripped. And off of his knee, out of bounds to Axel. No timeout called by Coach Steinbrock of Clifton Clyde, despite the little run here from Axel. Well, 5-0 run, that is. Actually, make it 6-0 run. Schmelzley, top of the key, gets a screen by Bussing, goes to his right. Hand off to Detweiler, near side wing. Nice cut from Brockstrom, and he shuffled his feet as he caught the ball, and he traveled. Brockstrom maybe a little bit got the happy feet after seeing the open lane he had. Now the other way, Nobert has a lane to drive on the inbound. Shot up off the glass, no good. Gets his own miss. Second try, that one is good. And left Nobert wide open in the corner. And instead of pulling up the three, decides to drive, and it pays off for him. Needing that bucket is Clifton Clyde. Three ball, trying to respond by Brockstrom, falling away in the corner, no good. And loose ball on the floor, picked up by Detweiler. After the offensive rebound, kick it out to Schmelzley. He has open look. Just the right of straight away is no good. Another rebound by Detweiler. Second offensive rebound of the possession. Drives baseline, kicks it out. Schmelzley, you know, slow it down a little bit here. Screen by Bussing, goes to his right. Gets to Detweiler. He'll curl off a screen. Goes up, hit on the arm, and one! From about 6 feet out, tough shot as the elbow was exposed to the basket. Got hit on the arm, and somehow got it to go through. 56.4 seconds left in the quarter. Detweiler gets his first basket of the quarter. That foul was against Scotchney. That is his third. Free throw to finish off. 3-point play is good. So he's got 10. It's 37-22, largest lead of the game for Axel. High post catch, Nobert, wide open look, 15-footer, and again trying to guide it, no good. Offensive rebound, Scotchney goes up and good. Jack Scotchney now has 8 after that make. 38 seconds left for Axel. Here's a handoff to Schmelzley. See if they maybe hold on for the final shot, or they go with a shot and leave Clifton Clyde some time here. Brockstrom dribbles to the top of the key. At the far side, almost threw it away, but Detweiler has a nice catch. Far side wing for Schmelzley. Crossover dribble, driving baseline, 18 seconds left. Handed off to Detweiler. Curling, pulling up, 12-footer with 14 seconds left, no good. Long rebound, but it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Clifton Clyde. Steinbrock couldn't haul it in. So Axel maybe looking to possibly now go for the final shot. Fahey checking in. Peyton Fahey, the 5'7 junior. So shortest player on the court. Inbound is to Detweiler. 8 seconds for Schmelzley, near side elbow. 6 seconds. Jab step pulls up. 5 seconds. That one left it short. Rebound by Reed. 3 seconds. Still a chance for a half-court heave here. And it's on the way, and it was deflected by Detweiler. It's no good. And it's 37-24. Axel going into the fourth quarter. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here at 92.1 KMZA.
Get a great deal on Licks Premium Filters from Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia. Their big sale kicks off January 23rd. Save up to 72% off Licks filters. And many other ag-related products are on sale too. So stop in for all ag parts and repairs. And don't forget, Monday, January 23rd is the kickoff for their big Licks filter sale at Elmer's Repair and Supply, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia. Give them a call at 785-857-3248 or go online to elmersrepair.com.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
One quarter left to go. So it separates Axel from getting to the TBL championship as they lead Clifton Clyde 37-24. Here from Washington County High School. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, Bendina State Bank, SBS Insurance, Hilltop Creations, and B&D Buildings for making today's broadcast possible. Clifton Clyde with the ball out of the break and back underway. Far side wing catch for Scotchney. Pass high post. LeClaire goes to work. He's still scoreless. Spins to the far side off the glass, and he's scoreless no more. Gets it to go. His first basket of the day. 10 points for Isaac Detweiler. He leads all scorers. He has the ball. Leader for Clifton Clyde in scoring with 8 points apiece is Scotchney and Nobert. Schmelzley goes to his right. He has 9 on the day. And Brockman had a poke free, stolen away by Fahey. And he'll give it back. And firing away the 3 is Scotchney. Way too strong, missing everything there. And a rebound goes to Shaughnessy. Going the other way now. Schmelzley pushing. Far side wing catch. Get it right back after briefly giving up to Detweiler. Gets a screen from Bussin, goes to his right. In the paint, and he runs his man over, and it's an offensive foul. It's a good call as the player took the charge. Schmelzley lowered his shoulder and absolutely plowed over Seth LeClaire. That is his first personal. That is only the third foul of the game by Axel. First in this half, only had 2 in the second half. That's for Clifton Clyde. They have 3 fouls here in this half, and now another offensive foul as Detweiler takes this one. Scotchney, I think it was the fender there, and it was. That is his 4th. So despite only 10 fouls, this entire game from Clifton Clyde, 4 of them have gone against Jack Scotchney, the 6-foot sophomore who ties for the most points on the team right now. Here's Shaughnessy, far side wing for Schmelzley. Cutting across is Broxterman. He has lane to drive. Little runner. Oh, nice touch by Eli Broxterman. He now leads the team in scoring. He has 11. Also 9 points from Brandon Schmelzley and 10 from Isaac Detweiler, the trio. The player drives. Nice dish to Fahey, and he's rejected and fouled. That's on Detweiler. I do not agree with that call, and they will give it to Detweiler. That was all ball. It was pretty clear that it was all ball as well. And that's going to be Detweiler's 3rd personal foul. It's only 5 fouls in the game for, 6 fouls in the game. His first free throw is no good by Fahey. Let's try that again. Only 4 fouls in this game against Axel. 3 have gone to Isaac Detweiler. Second one on the way. No good. Rebound for Axel, so no free throws. For Fahey, that drop. Nice anticipation by Fahey. Pokes it free from Detweiler. Goes out of bounds. That was just well done. Just all he was doing is anticipating where that next dribble was going to be and just attacked like a cobra. Inbound to Detweiler. Top of the key. Pass near side wing to Broxterman. He'll pass it inside to Schmelzley. Kick it out. Shaughnessy had an open shot 50 feet out instead of your retreats back to the half-court circle. He's in trouble now. He'll give it up to Bussing. Now Detweiler, Clifton Clyde, going to a man-to-man defense now, and a foul on the floor against Clifton Clyde. 4th team foul, and that one's going to go against Fahey, and that's his 2nd. Detweiler, the inbounder, to Schmelzley, now to Grady Bussing. Nice pass to Shaughnessy, or at least it was a nice look, because the pass was not very good. It's stolen away. Into the corner, Nobert for 3 near side. Good! He's got 11. Clifton Clyde not going away. It's 39-29, 5:47 left to go in the game. Bussing to Schmelzley to Broxman. Top of the key, hands it off. Detweiler. Head fake, gives it to Shaughnessy. Far side wing. Going across, make it to catch him. Bussing. Now to Broxman. He'll fire away 3. That one left a little bit short. Rebound by Nobert. Doesn't have numbers. And he will go and hand it off. Steinbrock. Drives baseline, now retreats to the corner. Lob inside to LeClaire, pass the top of the key. Nice head fake by Reed, gets into the paint, and whistle, and a blocking foul against Steinbrock, and looks like a pretty good charge attempt, but it was a bang-bang play, and Reed will go to the line to shoot 2. Didn't look like, honestly, there was enough contact for there to be an offensive foul. And that is going to be the 4th foul on Isaac Detweiler, and that is huge. Team foul number 3. Against Axel, and might have some precipitation on the floor, and it looks like that is what is going on. Gets the official taking care of the business. So 39-29 our score. Axel leading Clifton Clyde. TVL semifinals, 5:21 left to go in this one. And it will be Drayden Reed, the 6'3 junior guard, shooting free throws here for Clifton Clyde. Trying to get back within arm's length of Axel. You can make it a 3-possession game. You can make 1 free throw. Hoping for more, obviously. Person on the way for the left-hander is good. Nobert is a left-hander, and so is Reed. Yeah, well, he'll come to the bench for the time being, and back in the game is the freshman guard, Landon Schmidt. Second try for the Southpaw. That one is good. Two big free throws, and it is a three-possession game. It's 39-31, and now a press is brought on, almost turning it over with Schmelzley. Here's a pass back to him. And he'll get it to Shaughnessy across half court. Here's side wing for Brockerman, who's pretty trigger-happy from beyond the arc. He's had a couple of three makes here tonight, three to be exact. That's the near side wing for Shaughnessy. In the corner for Brockerman. Near side wing on top of the key catch for Grady Busting. To Brockerman, comes off the screen. Nice pass down low. Busting lost it, but he's fouled. Grady Busting, a 57.1% free throw shooter. I get two attempts here after the foul by, I believe that was Seth the player. And it was, that is his second. Team foul number five. I think that's six, actually. First one on the way from Busing is no good. Started on the right side of the rim, went around the back side into the left and fell off the left side. No substitutions here. Winner of this one takes on the winner of Hanover and Blue Valley Randolph in a championship game. That one's no good, but we have delay violation, possibly? And we do. So Busing after the miss, he'll get one more opportunity, trying to go 1-for-3 here. Third try. He's 1-for-3. He makes that one. Busing now with 5. And it's 40-31, Axel. Still a three-possession game. 4:45 left to go in the contest. Stachny dribbles to the far side of wing. And Nobert gets the screen for him, gives it to Steinbrock. Makes a catch from the top of the key, drives, and lost it out of bounds. Trying to hand it off, and I think he tried to hand it off a little bit too soon. Wasn't poked free, just lost it. Quick and Clyde brings on the press. Pass fake from Schmelzley, now give it far side to Busing, now to Schmidt. Schmelzley top of the key, now near side wing for Brockerman. Busing, far side corner, dribbles to the middle. Schmelzley from the far side wing, now top of the key for Shaughnessy. Isaac Detweiler on the bench for Axel with four personal fouls. Middle is Brockerman to the top of the key. Kind of just moving around this perimeter, wasting a lot of clock here. 4:06 now left to go. Axel leading by 9. Brockerman drives right side. Step back jumper, 15-footer, no good. A little bit short, rebound set the player. Steinbrock goes up the far side. After turning it over last possession, drives baseline. Has Schmitz and it has stripped. Gets it back though. And gives up the dribble to cutting Skocny. Sharp off the glass is good. And Skocny now has 10 for the game. It's 40-33. Looking Clyde bringing on the pressure here once again. Up ahead to Brockerman. And Axel, I think, just needs to settle down a little bit. They were moving a little bit too fast. But time is on their side right now with 3.5 to go. Up by 7. Off a screen, shot up off the glass, no good by Brockerman in a wide open lane for Steinbrock to run. Shaughnessy cuts up from behind and it's blocked. Schmelzley came out of nowhere and blocked it, but Clifton Clyde maintains possession. Skocny for 3 in the corner, it's good! And a timeout called by Axel. What an incredible play. Clifton Clyde staying with it after what should have been a run out by Steinbrock. Turns into a 3-pointer in the corner. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KMZA. 40-36, Axel leads, but Clifton Clyde trail as much as 14, has the deficit down to 4. Out of the break, Clifton Clyde able to bring on pressure. He's going to start off the glass by Buffing. It's no good, but he's fouled. Clifton Clyde bringing on the pressure, able to break it. Nice pass from Detweiler to Buffing underneath the basket. And he'll get two more free throws. So 1-for-3 the last time from the free throw line because of a lane violation with the clock stopping at 3:01. That foul picked up by Nobert. That is his second, team foul number 7. So they'll be in 1-1 the rest of the way as the front end is good by Buffing. He's got 6. Big free throw there. Daxel trying to respond out of the timeout. Second one is up, and that one off the right side, no good. Rebound by Skocny. Go to the far side wing. Stop there. Hand it off. Steinbrock. Get back to Skocny, far side wing. Lost it momentarily, now goes to his right. Gives it up. Nobert, open 3. Short. Rebound LeClaire. Threw it underneath the basket, and it goes to Axel. Brady Buffing has it. And he almost traveled, and Coach Steinbrock is not happy. Didn't look to me like much of a travel, but just kind of an awkward move. Buffing with a catch, far side corner. For Shaughnessy. Gives up, and it's almost thrown away. It's saved by Nobert. Back to Axel. Shaughnessy, far side corner, is double-teamed. A whistle, and a timeout called by Coach Steinen. Freshman in trouble, so Coach Tynan has to call a timeout here. Step aside for 60 seconds. It's 41-36 Axel here on 92.1 KMZA.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
The Bank of Highland has made a commitment. One, to provide a banking experience that is dependable, dedicated, and loyal to their customers. They offer many services including standard checking and savings accounts, as well as loans for agriculture, homes, and autos. They want to be your trusted financial partner. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank. Making life better right here at home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KMZA.
Pull-up jumper for Schmelzley, no good. Right out of the break, apologies for the longer break as LeClaire makes the miss, rather catches the miss on the rebound, going the other way now for Clifton Clyde. Spin move, shut up, no good, but he's fouled. It's Skocny, and we'll shoot 2. Didn't miss any score there. Still 41-36, actually leading Clifton Clyde. 1:50 left to go in the game. Semifinal, TBL Boys Basketball Tournament. Winner will take on the winner of Hanover and Blue Valley Randolph, immediately coming up after this game. First free throw on the way from Skocny is no good, as that foul was committed by Schmelzley. That is his second, team foul number 4. We won't be doing that game, though. We'll be hopping over to the secondary gym and covering Centralia in Washington County. So be sure to stay tuned for that as well. Second free throw for Skocny is good, so 1-for-2 for Jack Skocny. He has 6 in the quarter, 14 for the game. It's 41-37. Detweiler bringing the press by himself, and he's bumped and fouled, bringing the ball in court. So Detweiler, ball handler for Axel. He has 4 fouls himself. So keep an eye out on that. That was team foul number 8, committed by Clifton Clyde. So 1-on-1 free throws coming up for Isaac Detweiler. Free throw on the way. Good. Personal foul was committed by Fahey. That is his 3rd. 1:44 left to go. Another big free throw coming up for Detweiler, the senior for Axel. On the way and good. So it's now 43-37. Axel still in front, still a 2-possession game. Clifton Clyde trailed by as much as 14 in this one. Coming off the screen is Skocny into the corner near side. Almost lost that out of bounds of Steinbrook. Fahey's going to fire away a 3. No good off the left side. And rebound by Schmelzley. Whistle and a foul. And who's going to be on? Going to be against Axel. It'll be against Grady Buffing. It's his first, team foul number 5. 128 now left. Inbound for Skocny. Trying to find somebody open. Now just throw it up top. Reed and Fahey both catching the ball, but Reed holds off. Drive, Skocny, middle, shot over. Schmelzley's no good, but he's fouled. And Schmelzley commits the personal. That is going to be his third. Two big free throws coming up for Skocny, needing these. First one on the way. Good. So he now has 7 points on the quarter, 15 on the game. Leads the team in scoring, leads all scorers as well. Second one is good as well. Axel has only made one field goal in this quarter, only 6 points. Now left all alone is Brockstrom on the press break, and he lays it in. Nobody was back. An easy lay-in for Brockstrom, and he's the only player who made that first field goal. So he has 13. It's 45-39. Fahey drives. And he'll bounce, pass it out to Reed. How about a long three instead gives up for Claire? He'll drive on Blissing. Spin to the outside. He stops. Nice defense. Pass out to Reed. Gets past spin. Pulls up jumper. 15-footer is good from the near side elbow. And Reed, so it stepped it up the back half of this game. 45-41 now the score. 50.4 seconds left. Another timeout. He had 30-second break here on 92.1 KMZA.
Let Hilltop Creations help you customize your kitchen or bathroom. Just provide a few details about what you want, and you'll be amazed at what you see in the colored pictures of your kitchen or bath. Choose from rustic woods, several accent glazings, and stained colors. Many styles of trash pullouts, mixer lift, china cabinets, glass doors with three different styles of mullions, and many types of glass. For a free estimate, call Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142. They can help you design your dream kitchen or bath.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
45-41, our score. Axel leading Clifton Clyde with 50.4 seconds left in the game. Axel will have the ball out of the break. They're going to have to go the full length of the court. They were able to break the press and have an easy lay-in with Eli Brockstrom last time. Rocksterman and Detweiler come to make the catch, and it'll be Detweiler making it on the near side. On the three-point line, pass across that court to Rocksterman. Now get up far side corner for Shaughnessy. Now right back to Rocksterman. 40 seconds left, and he's fouled by LeClaire. So LeClaire commits his third personal, team foul number 9, and Axel will now be in the double bonus for the rest of the game, starting with the next foul. Big free throws here for Eli Brockstrom. First one on the way. Good. Brockstrom, a 56.3% free throw shooter. That's his first free throw make of the game. He has 14 on the game, had 3 three-pointers in the middle quarters. That one is good as well. 6 points in this quarter. It's 47-41 after two big-time free throws by the 6-foot sophomore Eli Brockstrom. Now Clifton Clyde down by 6, 39.5 seconds left. Here's the inbound to Skocny. Across that court. And Skocny dribbling to the right side. Gets past the man, lays it up, and can't get it to lay it to go. Rebound by Detweiler. It's halfway down. It pops out with 26 seconds left. And Brockstrom fouled again by LeClaire. That's going to be his fourth. And two more free throws coming up for Brockstrom. I mean, that ball bounced on every single square inch of that rim. It looked like it was going to go down, but just popped out of there. The clock stops with 24.3 seconds left against 47-41, and a free throw would make it a three-possession game. First one on the way, and good! And it is a 7-point game, and Clifton Clyde's odds of winning this one is starting to flip here. Not much time, as that one is good as well. Insult to injury, 15 points. Excuse me, make that 17 points on the game for Eli Brockstrom. 20 seconds left, and Cybrock almost lost the ball. Gives up to Reed. Fahey back to Reed. Fires away to three with 13 seconds, and he got it. Timeout called by Clifton Clyde. Makes it a 5-point game, but there is only 11.4 seconds left. Axel is going to have to make some more free throws. It'll be a full timeout. We'll step aside for 60 seconds here, 92.1 KMZA.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud frame buildings. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
Detweiler made the catch on the inbound and got fouled, so he will go to the free throw line to shoot two with 8.9 seconds left as Axtell leads Clifton Clyde 49-44. Jared Sluppy with you from the TBL semifinals on the boys' side. It's been a fun tournament so far here from Washington County High School. A couple of big free throws for the Axtell senior. First one on the way is good. Isaac Detweiler, 13 points for his game. No field goals this quarter, but has three free throws. Second one on the way to make it a three-possession game once again, and it does. 51-44, 8.9 seconds. It's looking like Axtell is going to be heading to the finals. Here's three by Reed, trying to make it a long one. That was no good. Rebound by Busting, handing it off to Schmelzy, and that is it. Axtell with the upset. The four seed is headed to the finals. Let's step aside for a break. Come back here on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Oakley Place Adult Care Facility in Seneca is a different type of adult care home, designed to be an alternative to the large institution-type facilities, providing a home-like, less confusing living environment. A high staff-to-resident ratio ensures residents receive the attention they require and deserve. Take a tour of Oakley Place in Seneca, a family-oriented, state-licensed adult care facility for all levels of care. Call Oakley Place for a tour at 785-748-1822.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Ninety-2.1 FM, KMZA.
Final score, boys, semifinal action in the TBL tournament. Axel wins 51-44. Let's get to the individual scoring totals. First for Clifton Clyde, 16 points for Jack Scotchnate, 9 points for Drayden Reed, 11 points for Oliver Nobert, and 2 points apiece for Coy Steinbrock, Tate Fahey, as well as Seth LeClaire. And as for Axel, the victors, 17 points for Eli Brockstrom. He's your player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. Also 14 points for Isaac Detweiler, and 9 points for Brendan Schmelzley, as well as 6 for Grady Blissick, and 3 for Landon Schmitz, and 2 for Colin Shaughnessy. Now time for me to hustle over to the secondary gym as we have Centralia and Washington County coming up next. Thanks for listening here on 92.1 KMZA.